Masechtas Peah, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnahs over here discuss cases where fields are exempt from Peah because at the time of harvest there was no obligation of Peah. Mishnah Vav, Ayvei Kechavim, a non-Jew that lived in Eretz Yisrael, where there was a mitzvah of Peah, Shekatzer Sadeu, he harvested his field, Va'achar Kach Nisgayer, and afterwards he converted. So at the time of the harvest, he was a non-Jew, he was not obligated in these mitzvahs. And then, after the harvest, he converted, and he became a Jew, with all 613 mitzvahs, including Peah. So, since at the time of harvest, he was a non-Jew, the Mishnah says, Pater min ha-leket, u'min ha-shecha, u'min ha-peah. He's pater, he's exempt from these mitzvahs, leket, leaving behind the fallen stalks, u'min ha-shecha, leaving behind the forgotten bundles, u'min ha-peah, leaving behind the end of his field for the aniyim. He's exempt from these because he was a non-Jew at the time of harvest. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'shicha. Rabbi Yehuda said, he disagrees, and he says that he is obligated in shicha and leaving behind forgotten bundles as he clears away the field. She'ena shicha ela b'shasa imra, because the obligation for shicha doesn't take place at the time of harvesting. That's even after the harvest, while the bundles are on the field. If he forgets a bundle, so he's obligated to leave it, since that's not bound by the harvest and something that takes place after the harvest. So even though at the time of harvest he was a non-Jew and he was not obligated, but this mitzvah can take effect and he can become obligated in it even after the harvest, as long as the bundles are still on the field. Mishnah Zayin. Hiktish Kama. If someone is maktish his stalks of grain that are standing in the field, he's makdish it, he dedicates it towards the Beis HaMikdash, and it becomes owned by the Beis HaMikdash. Upada, and then he redeems it, kama, while it's still in standing form, still attached to the ground, before it was harvested. So, even though it transferred ownership and it went to the Beis HaMikdash's ownership, but at the time of harvest, he already redeemed it. So then Chayev, he's going to be obligated in these mitzvahs of Leket, Shecha, and Peah, because at the time of harvest, he already redeemed it, and it's his, and it's owned by a regular individual, and he's going to be obligated in these mitzvahs. Also, the Mishnah says, if it was Amrin, if he was Makdashit, he dedicated it to the Beis HaMikdash while it was already in bundle form, Upada, and he redeems it, Amrin, while it's still in bundle form, Chayev, he's obligated in all the mitzvahs of Lecha, Shecha, and Peah, because since at the time when he harvested it, it was before he gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, and so at that time it became obligated in all these mitzvahs. So when he redeems it, they remain obligated, and he still has to give Lecha, Shecha, Peah if he hasn't done so yet. However, the case where he would be exempt is if when he was Makdashit, the Mishnah says it was Kama, if it was still standing attached to the ground when he was Makdashit, Upada Amrin, and he redeemed it after it was harvest, and it was already in bundle form. So in this case, the harvest took place while it was in the ownership of Hektish, of the Beis HaMikdash, and Hektish is not going to be obligated in these mitzvahs of Lekat Shechem Peah. So in this case, Petua, he's Pater, he's exempt from these mitzvahs, Shebashas Chayvasa, because at the time when the Chiv, when the obligation would have taken effect, which was the harvest, Haisip Petura, it was exempt because it was owned by the Beis HaMikdash at that time, and he redeems it afterwards, and it's not going to be obligated in these mitzvahs.